Deglaze.
Are you Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Scott.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How's your day going?
It's good.
What'd you do today?
Set up because I am going to be moving downstate. So setting up to get like a dumpster to come so that can junk all the furniture I don't want to take to the new house.
Yep. You going to do the IKEA thing at the new place?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I don't have the patience for IKEA.
Craigslist thing? Where do you live now?
I live in a little place that nobody's heard of called Alpena. It's in Michigan, but I'm going to Saginaw, which is downstate. It's about an hour north of Detroit,
give or take. So are you a Youper?
Not originally. I spent most of my life in South Florida, but I guess you can consider that for the time being because that is technically where I live.
Ooh, that's a harsh move. I have a buddy who lives in Iron Mountain, and I know him from a long time ago, and he's getting ready to move down to Florida because he's like, last year, I guess, he fell in the snow and almost died because like he was just drunk coming home from the bar or something. I mean, you live up there. You know how, I guess, this happens. He was just he was walking through an alleyway. Lo, there's like 3 weeks of summer, and then that's it. It's like a little bit of fall, a little bit of spring, and then winter the rest of the time up there.
God.
And he fell in an alleyway all pissed drunk, and like he said it was hours before he could, like, he kind of passed out, did all this, he woke up, he almost had frostbite, like, I mean, all this crazy shit. He's like, I'm done. I think he's been there about 6-7 years. Loves it up there. He was on a radio station up there. He was a DJ.
Okay.
Yeah, and like
off of Lake Huron.
Oh, Lake. Okay, cool. I don't know what lake he's off of. I have no clue. Is that the same lake up there, or would it be Lake Michigan?
There's lakes everywhere. It really depends on where he's at. Yeah.
I'm sorry that you have to move. Moving sucks, but I'm glad you're getting out of the UP.
Oh, I'm doing it. Well, it's not the winter, so it could be worse because I've done that before too, and that's...
Aren't you having like a super light winter right now? Like, isn't it crazy warm right now up there?
So it starts snowing in October, kind of around Halloween. I think this Halloween it actually did snow. And then completely stopped. It was pretty warm. We were digging it because, again, we're from South Florida.
Right.
and then we had a really bad blizzard, and I had God knows how many feet of snow. Like, we were snowed in for a day or two. And I actually had to dig two people out on the main road across the street from my house in one day because people thought it was safe to, like, go out in the roads, and they weren't ready, really. And they paid for it because they stalled out or they got stuck, and I'm digging people out.
So on Halloween, were you able to dress slutty for Halloween and have a...
Actually, no. And because you guys are down there, like, I always used to go to Moonfest down in Clematis. So I do get a little salty about that because I do like to dress up. I do Comic-Con and all that stuff. So it's not fun to do that up here in the winter because in Florida you can really wear whatever.
Well, first off, that was going to lead me to my next question was like, and if you did dress slutty, did you get cold?
I didn't really, just because of the fact that one, I have my kids, and two, it's freezing. Like, it was snowing. So
that takes all the fun out of Halloween. I'm telling you.
It does. Like I said, we like to do Comic-Con and all that stuff. So
who do you dress up as for Comic-Con?
This year I'm going to do Poison Ivy. Yes. We're actually going to one in September, and I'm trying to go to the one in Detroit. It's called Motor City Comic-Con in May.
Oh, cool. So. Cool.
I've got some good friends that moved from Denver to Detroit. And more friends that are following suit. They were both Michigan.
Well, I would say
Michigan
the food
people.
Scene in Detroit is pretty damn cool. We've been down there a little bit. I'm actually planning our next trip. It's not that far. And when we go to Saginaw, it won't be far at all. So there's this place. It's called Detroit Shipping Company. And they took a bunch of old shipping containers and stacked them and stuff and made like a whole thing. And it's kind of like... if you had a bunch of food trucks at a festival, kind of like they do in Jupiter and all that,
right.
But it's within the containers, and it really looks like just a building. And it's like the coolest,
cool.
It's the coolest freaking thing. And they have all kinds of different, like, you know, ethnic food and stuff, because up here it's pretty plain Jane, and I don't like that. I like a lot of flavor, and
right.
You know, I grew up in South Florida, so I like oxtail, like all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, up there, it's like, just deep fry it and people will buy it.
So where?
Well, they eat deer here. I'm not fond of venison, so that grosses me out. They eat a lot of it here, a lot of it.
Venison is delicious. What about bear? Do you guys get a lot of bear up there?
We did have one and they shot it. They like to shoot things here.
Did you eat it? Did you eat any bear?
No. The craziest thing I ever ate was kangaroo.
How was that?
Disgusting.
I mean, it was tough, huh?
It was too gamey for me. I don't really like that gamey taste.
Yeah,
I hate that. It, you know, it's just my palate or whatnot, but I kind of did it because I could, you know, it's like, I was working in a deli at the time. I was about to become a butcher. Cool. So I was like really into like all kinds of exotic stuff that was kind of technically illegal, but you know, different stuff. So
I ate mountain lion one time.
That's crazy. I don't know if I would say that out loud because aren't they protected?
Not at all. This guy I knew.
Really?
Yeah. I used to live out in Carmel Valley, California. And it was one of the spots I lived along the way. And I cooked. That's where I really got into cooking, was there. And half my neighbors, a lot of my friends and shit, were all literally on their tax returns. Their job description is cowboy. And their job was to go protect these like livestock farms from mountain lion, coyotes, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Any predators that would come in and fuck with, like wild boar, anything that would come in and fuck with livestock and or vegetation. These guys' job year round, they have a license to it year round, is to shoot all this shit. And so this one guy, that's his job. He doesn't like to waste the meat. So he's figured out ways to cook all this different stuff that you normally wouldn't eat. Mountain lion was actually super good. He used it in chili. It wasn't like something like I'm eating a mountain lion steak or something, right? It was cubed and in chili. And it was like flaky like fishes, like bigger muscle, obviously. Like, you know, fish is flaky and it's like, say, a quarter inch little flakes of meat. Half inch flakes of meat on the
oh my god.
And but it was like little like medium dice or large dice cubes all through like a really well done slow cooked chili, so it was actually tender and delicious.
All right, hold on, we gotta do the intro.
Okay. Woo!
Intro. Welcome. So Mary
Hi.
Jane. Welcome D Glaze. This is Scoot.
Hi.
And of course I'm Lo. And so you can tell us where you were raised.
Well, I was born in Akron, Ohio, and my dad coached college football at University of Akron. And then when I was 6 years old, we moved to South Florida, to Jupiter, Florida, and I was raised there.
Where'd you live in Jupiter?
Off of Indian Town Road.
Oh, cool. Like up off Island Way?
No. Yeah, not that fancy. I lived in the barrio. They all used to call me Maria in the neighborhood.
Maria.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we're right off Donald Ross. We're in the Heights right now.
Lots of cops live there.
Yeah, that's right. That makes your neighborhood safe.
I know Jupiter has this great like, it's the best beach. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's the prettiest place I've ever seen, you know, beach-wise and tropic-wise. But it's not as safe as everybody thinks it is.
No, that's why you I mean, nowhere is anymore, you know.
True.
It's got to be, you know, head on a swivel and have your own gun. That's the way I see it, you know, like, you know, the only thing that stops someone with a gun is another gun.
I agree. I'm on board. I have one.
Good for you. You got to. I mean, what makes
I'm a single mom, so best believe I'm going to protect my kids.
Good for you. How many kids do you have?
Three. Yeah, lots of tudes, but we have fun. They like Comic-Con too. They're little foodies. They're always cooking in the kitchen with me and whatnot. So
how long did you butcher for?
My first job ever was Publix. It was a bagger at Publix. And then just kind of back in the day, Publix was a lot different than currently or whatnot. So back then, like, it was understood like, okay, well, you're going to come in entry level. But if you show enthusiasm to train wherever, we're going to train you in wherever because we need you wherever.
Yeah, they
liked that. So I just like climbed up, left Publix, went to the Fresh Market over there by the bridge in Jupiter. Was there for a good 2.5 years, I think, and got tired of that. I did everything there, everything. And the one thing that I could do is, you know, help them with their sales days in the meat department, but they weren't really like hiring me as a butcher. And that's what I wanted to do. So I went back to a different Publix. It doesn't even exist anymore. It was the one in Palm Beach Gardens. So I haven't been to Florida in so long, so I don't even know what's in that plaza anymore. But I know for a fact that Greenwise isn't there anymore.
They're everywhere.
And then people wonder why we love pub subs.
That's right. Because they're fucking everywhere. Also because they're fucking good.
Fucking you know? Good.
And well, everywhere. I could tell you this, though, from working convenient. There. So the bakery makes the bread for the subs, and they're supposed to change it out every 4 hours. And if the bakery gets lazy or bored and doesn't care about work, or they get super busy, like, they won't go bring fresh bread, and it can get really bad. I got a pub sub one time, and it, like, the bread was so stale, it, like, cut my gum.
First off, I love that. I love it when my gums get cut from bread. Ew. Second off, you're the first person I've ever heard ever say anything negative about a pub sub.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's not my favorite,
That's fair. No, it's fair.
I think they're overrated, personally. Like,
I don't know. Like, I usually, if someone overhypes something, then I'm, like, disappointed. And I had, like, 3 friends in Colorado before I moved here tell me. I said, like, you know, give me the local spot. Like, where's the good place to go eat food? Right. You know, I'm like, you know, everybody's got fast food. Everywhere's got like your corporate shit or whatever. Like, but what's the spot? And everybody was like, pub subs. I'm like, oh, such
Publix is as corporate as you get though. No,
I know. But everybody was like, it's a South Florida thing. Like, you just got to fucking eat a pub sub. And we're talking like 3 different levels, like one super close best friend.
Thing. It also depends on the person making your sandwich. No one even wavered.
Well, you know what I noticed that's fun about it is you just got to have fucking patience. Because those ladies and dudes, there's no pep in their step.
Nope.
The longer the line gets, the slower they go.
Like, okay.
But, you know, I think it kind of, we've talked about this before. It's the ambiance, right? So you're sitting in line. And you're talking to pretty much 95% locals who are all there for the same damn thing.
Same thing.
So at least you're having a good time. Like, that kind of adds to the – if you get it too fast, it almost takes away from the experience. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that reminds me of, like – and I've never personally been, but it's, you know, bucket list stuff. Like, there's those two. I think it's Pat and Gino's in Philly, the 2 cheesesteak places.
Yes.
So they're literally across the street from each other. But the whole thing is like, which one do you want? Like, who are you a fan of? And then you got to be loyal to them. And it's like a whole thing with that too. So I wonder, is it really like just regular cheesesteak, right? That you could get anywhere and that's what hypes it up? Or is it really just that good and who's better?
Well, I think that's more like that. They're the original. Like, they're the ones that coined it, right? Like, when you go to Buffalo, New York, you eat buffalo wings up there at the spot that created it.
I'm sure they haven't changed their recipe or anything since they started.
I hope not.
Which I love, because if they have like a flat top and you have all that flavor from all that, like, that's awesome. That's better.
I agree with that. All that fond.
The love that comes and the grease that comes with all that. It's just like, that makes food taste better.
I agree with you. I had burger trucks forever in Colorado, and everybody be like, why don't you scrape your grill clean? And I'm like, did Al Bundy clean his fucking grill? You know, absolutely not. That's where the flavor is. I agree with you. So your first ever job in food service was at Publix, and you were shooting to be a butcher. Did you go on to ever like become a full time working butcher?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For how long?
At Greenwise before they closed down. Yeah.
For how long?
It was probably another 2 years. Then I moved to Ohio and I was doing it up there too. And then I kind of just like, it's not that I lost interest. It's really, it's just like, it's physically demanding. I was doing the trucks too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was doing the later shifts. So, I mean, kind of like any food job, when you're doing the night shift as opposed to the day, we all know this. If day shift doesn't do like the most to like get us set up and they leave their filth and then we come in and we have our filth and then we're the ones who's responsible to shut everything down and sanitize and clean to the umph degree, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It makes it more difficult when that first shift didn't do anything to help.
100%.
And you know how that can be. I mean, that's just kind of like, that's a whole thing in the food industry, is just like that first shift better be on point, you know?
So you were doing food trucks at night and butchering in the morning?
No, I was doing the night shift with the butchering, but what I was doing was like, you know, taking all the stuff off the truck.
Oh, I got
to take to the department. Yeah.
Yeah, and sorry. That's
heavy because those boxes are, you know, at least 100 pounds a box.
Yeah. You got to break.
Those are big pieces of meat. That's no joke. So
all that shit down. Let me ask you. So what'd you do after you stopped being a butcher? Where'd you go into?
Well, then it ran into like COVID times, and I actually had a baby 3 months before COVID started on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow. You have a Christmas baby?
Yeah, I have a Christmas Eve baby. Nice. And then, you know, so COVID, we all agree, started like March 2020, right?
Yeah.
So I had her December 24th, 2019. So I had to recover from that and all that. And yeah, food wasn't going to be where I was going to go back because I was just tired. And I ended up getting, and it was crazy. I mean, there was restrictions for everything and anything at that point. So I ended up going to get a factory job, and I worked for Sterilite.